The Gemara in Masechet Sukkah says that Netila al yedei davar acher, that you're allowed to take the lulav, holding it in something else. And the question is exactly what this means. It seems that if I've got a nice holder to hold the lulav in, it's a nice gold or silver holder that I'll put the lulav in, then I can hold that when I bench lulav, and that will be counted as me holding it. But if it's not derech kavod, if it's just a dirty box or something like that, then it wouldn't be permitted. There's still the question about how we get round the question of a chatzitza. Is there not an interruption between the person's hand and the arba minim? The Magen Avraham explains that when we're talking about netila al yedei davar acher, that you can hold the arba minim in something else, that means when the entire lulav is not actually in your hand at all. So you're holding a handle which is got a container which is then going to hold the lulav, and that's netila al yedei davar acher, and it's permitted. But if the lulav were to be wrapped in something, say even in a silk scarf or something like that, and then I was to hold the silk scarf, then that would be holding the lulav in my hand, and there would be chatzitza between my hand and the lulav, and that would be prohibited. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, has a different way of understanding the sugya, and he says that, no, if you hold it in a holder of any sort, then it's never going to be a chatzitza, but if you wrap something round the lulav, or you wrap something round your hand, then you're taking the lulav in your hand, and you've got a chatzitza there. So that would be a problem. So this isn't really so practical in a realistic sense, though I'm sure somebody could make a little bit of money by marketing holders for lulavim that you could use, say, during the Hoshanot or something like that, so that you could clip your Hoshanot card onto it as well, like trumpeters in marching bands have their music clipped onto their trumpet. So you could have a silver handle or a gold handle that holds your lulav and your Hoshanot card. But in reality, that doesn't happen so much. The Shulchan Aruch in Taf Reish Nun Aleph, Se'if Zayin, says that lekicha al-yedei davar acher is regarded as lekicha, so it's not a problem to have such a holder. But if you wrap something around your hand, then yesh omrim, there those who say that you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. The Achronim explained that, in actual fact, this is the dominant opinion, that you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. The Rama says the minhag is to undo your tefillin straps from your hands and to remove your rings when you bench lulav, but min hadin, that's not strictly necessary. So of course this is interesting, that is causing to the Ramaz minhag on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, people wore their tefillin for Hallel, they just wound back the strap so they weren't round their fingers or round their hands at all. Our minhag is generally to remove the tefillin before Hallel. But also he says that so l'chatchila you should remove them so there's no chatzitza. But min hadin, obviously it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? It's not a problem because it's just covering a small amount of the hand. In actual fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman explains that the Rama is talking about where your rings are covering most of your hands. So you've got lots of rings on your hands. That's why the chatchila you should remove them. But if you didn't, then it's still kosher, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, because the rings are batel to the hands. They're secondary to the fingers and they're inconsequential. However, the Mishnah Brura paskens that if you don't remove your rings, then you should actually bench lulav again without saying the bracha. So I suppose take lulav again rather than benching lulav again, but you should do it again without saying the bracha. So the question on this is, why should that be the case? If I've got a ring on my hand, and I were to pick up the lulav or the etrog just in my fingertips so that the ring's not touching the etrog or the lulav, it definitely wouldn't be a problem. Nobody says I have to use my entire hand to pick up the etrog. So why is it going to be a problem if there's a ring there? It's just as if that part I'd lifted up my hand there, and I'm not holding the etrog in that part of my hand. So why does the Mishnah Brura say it's a problem? So Rav Soloveitchik addresses this question, not relating particularly to the Mishnah Berurah, but addresses this issue in Sefer Hararei Kedem. And it seems that it's more of a problem there, because there the lakicha, taking the etrog, is not just, I'm not just taking it in my hand, but I'm also taking it with my ring. And that's going to be more of a problem than if I'd lifted up that part of the hand altogether. Because if my hand's not touching it in that part, so I've got, let's say I've got a ring on my fourth finger. So if I only hold the etrog with my thumb and my other three fingers and keep my fourth finger up in the air, then it wouldn't be a problem at all. Once, however, my ring finger touches the etrog, so now I'm holding the etrog in my hand and with a ring, and that's going to be more of a problem. In any event, some achronim say that in actual fact you really don't need to worry too much about removing your rings. Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't so worried about removing the rings for the reasons that I explained. Mishnah Berurah is very strict. Seems like l'chatchila one, it would probably be good practice to remove them, but if one doesn't, then that's also okay. Ad kan.